Welcome, everyone, to the next episode of Provost City School District's What's Up with the Soup podcast. I am Superintendent Wendy Dow. February is Love the Bus Month, and today I get to ride on a school bus. I will be riding along with one of our drivers, Dusty Carlson, as she drives from our transportation building to pick up students at Provo High School. We will talk about her experience as a bus driver and a little bit about bus safety. But first, here are our updates. There are 5 new policies for review on our district website. Go to provo.edu, click on Policies, Forms, and Documents. You can click on Review Draft Policies here. You will see a draft of Policy 3500, Students and Extracurricular Activities, Draft Policy 5090, Code of Conduct, this is for employees, Policy 5160, Employee Religious Beliefs or Conscience, Policy 5250, Conflict of Interest Update for Personnel, and Policy 5155, Human Trafficking and Child Sexual Abuse Education. The next school board meeting will be on Tuesday, March 12th. The study session will take place in Boardroom 1, and the business meeting will be held in the Professional Development Center. Public comment is welcome during the business meeting. Please check the district website for start times and the agenda as the meeting gets closer. Right now, the Utah legislative session is still ongoing with 2 weeks left. We do have House Bill 455, which is about the expansion of the voucher system, which provides for the Utah Fits All Scholarship. We really appreciate the work of Representative Perucci, who has received feedback from our school board members and from district leaders about how to create greater accountability for this voucher program. We appreciate the responsiveness of our legislators and their willingness to work with us as we strive to make things great for public education. Continue watching for my weekly video casts. These video casts provide one place for you to learn about important things happening across the district. And now let's speak with Dusty Carlson. Thank you so much for letting me ride your bus. I appreciate this. Yeah. How long have you been doing this, Dusty?
Oh, well, so that would take us back to August of 2022.
Okay, so a while.
Just follow me. We're going to go down the middle aisle way here to find my bus.
These people are like, this lady doesn't know what she's doing.
It'll get quieter when we all come out here at the same time and everybody kind of like rushes to get to their school.
That right makes
away.
Sense.
Be safe. When was the last time you guys rode a bus?
Oh, let's see. Probably a couple of years ago. I rode a lot of buses when I was a high school principal to take kids to like basketball games and stuff like that. So just to help chaperone and things like that.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, it was super fun. What's the best part about being a bus driver?
Oh, the kids.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Are they usually pretty good?
Yes. We have challenging days for sure.
Yeah.
But I mean, you know, you become part of their life, which is just amazing. And you get to see them every morning, you know, smile on their face. They say good morning. You see them in the afternoon and they usually have fun stories to tell you.
Oh, that's good. You probably get to hear a lot of stuff.
You do. You do have kids that'll challenge you here and there, but that's normal.
Yeah.
That's normal. My high school kids are amazing.
Oh, that's great.
They're amazing. Yeah, they get a little bit messy. I allow them to eat on the bus as long as they clean up after themselves.
Oh, that's nice.
And maybe once or twice a month, I might find a wrapper or something, but they're really good
kids. Usually good. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And you have the stars for your Edgemont kids, right?
Correct.
That's so cute.
Yeah.
Well, when you build a relationship with them like that and you're being nice like that, like letting them do that on the bus and they're like, well, I'm not going to mess this up. So
I think we have a good understanding, you know, in the beginning of the year, I do talk to them. I introduce myself. I say, hey, we're going to be with each other for a good period of time here. And let's just make it the best experience we can. And you be cool. I'll be cool. It'll all be good, you know. So I think they appreciate that.
Yeah.
It helps build trust with the kids too. Say a lot of them know me by name and they do, but it's hard for me or for the bus driver because we have so many kids.
Yes.
And I would say, you know, for the high school kids, I probably have 70% I know their names. The other ones is like some kids just kind of choose to keep to themselves and be quiet.
Yeah.
You know, that's okay too.
That's okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you see a lot of changeover in kids, or is it usually the same kids every single day? I just am wondering, like, if they're going to get a ride with a friend or something like that, especially at the high school.
High school, I see it more where you just don't know what to expect.
Okay.
Some of them might even start driving, so they just kind of disappear. But I usually kind of know which ones, because a lot of them talk to me. They sit up front. I know some have jobs where they work at. It's really cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah. But elementary is usually the same kids, unless they're sick or they have a doctor's appointment. They'll be on the bus.
What's been the weirdest thing that's happened on a bus that you can actually talk about?
The weirdest thing? I don't know about so much weird. Let's see. Just the other day, I had two of my Edgemont kids. You know, I have to check my mirrors all the time.
Yeah.
And two cute little girls, they're sisters. You know, all of a sudden I'm checking my mirrors and I see 4 feet in the middle of up in the air. Okay, so that's, you know, it's a little weird. I don't really have weird things happen.
Just sometimes kind of little funny stories that happen.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, the kids like to have fun. It would sure be nice to have seatbelts on the bus.
I wondered that.
And I know that they say, you know, the bus is very, very safe, much safer than a vehicle, and I agree.
Yeah, I think it is.
But I think it would really help the bus drivers too, help keep peace on the bus.
Yeah.
If we had seatbelts and the kids couldn't kind of goof off as much. You know, kind of like when we test our windows and our emergency doors, they have alarms. Well, put alarms on those seatbelts too, so we know.
Oh, somebody is not restrained anymore.
Yeah.
How long have you had this route with Provo High and Edgemont?
Since I started.
Oh, okay. So it's been the same.
Yeah. And sometimes they do need to change the routes. And I was kind of given a heads up last year that it might switch over. It'll be a little different this year, but it wasn't.
Okay.
And that was awesome. It's exciting. Like the first day of school and the kids are lined up in their little line at their spot and they're just waiting for that bus to pull up.
Oh, yeah.
And the kids that had me last year, they're like all ecstatic to see me again.
Oh, yeah.
Dusty. So I have a lot of fun with them.
I didn't even realize that. I wasn't even thinking about that, but they would be the same kids
year
after year. So when they're in elementary, you really do get to know them quite well.
And it builds structure for the kids.
Yeah,
consistency,
absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree.
I really, really like the holidays because I'm a mom and I have grandkids myself and I love to decorate. Who doesn't? Pretty much, right? And so my first year, I was thinking, you know, it'd be kind of fun to decorate the bus. And I've done it every year since. And every year I do a little bit more and more than the year before. But I'm not the only one. There's a few other bus drivers that actually do it too.
Okay.
The last 2 years, you guys ever see the businesses downtown where they have the painters come and paint their windows?
Yes, yes.
So I hired a professional painter to come paint the outside of the bus.
That's amazing.
And the kids are like, are you going to do that all the time? Just knowing that it brings a smile to their face encourages me even more to want to do it. A full-size Santa Claus that I put in the seat. That was maybe my first year. But my bus is pretty full. And if you have a full 50 kids or so, there's not enough room for Santa.
That's true. Santa can't fit.
Yeah.
That's not happening.
I have a full-size skeleton for a Halloween time. And put lights on inside. So it looks like a limo bus almost,
that's kind of incredible.
The kids love it.
Yes, they do. That's amazing that you'll put in that kind of time. And I think that's really special.
I wish that we had it within the budget that the school district could like do all the school buses.
That would be cute.
It would be adorable to see all the buses drive around with some kind of fun Christmas stuff.
It makes a big difference for kids. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's interesting just how much like even when you go into a school and there's a Christmas tree or there's decorations or just the feel of it, right? It just doesn't feel so sterile.
Yeah.
So that's a big deal.
The kids walk on the bus and say, wow.
But they're lucky to have you as their bus driver. You're just really positive and
That's nice to hear.
No, they're you. Not only do they love their bus, they love their bus driver. That's the most important thing. So.
Well, that little necklace was made for me. I have this bracelet that was just given to me, and it just touches my heart.
Yes.
And I feel it makes me feel if I can be a positive impact on anybody's life, not just the kids, but that's very rewarding.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, and people talk all the time about bus drivers making such a difference in kids' lives. And I don't think people actually realize how much of a difference you guys make.
Oh, well, thank you. That's nice to hear. On the other hand, I think some people don't like the bus drivers, don't like the school buses because they have it in their mind. They're always stopping. They're too slow. They don't want to be behind us, right?
Yeah, they're impatient drivers.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so if I could change like one thing, I really wish people would obey the law and stop for our flashing reds and our stop signs, because you'd be surprised how many times those get ran every day by all the buses.
Yeah.
And it happened to me just last week with my elementary kids, and they passed me on the left side. Now, when kids are crossing, that's bad.
That's horrible.
So luckily we have like Troy and Michelle and Kurt. They are amazing. They are great leadership and very supportive. You just report anything to them. And, you know, they did get in touch with the police officers.
Oh,
and so they actually spent a day following all the buses and trying to catch
nice.
It. So we were all excited, and a couple of them did get caught.
Oh, good.
So that was productive.
That is really good. No, I see that sometimes, and it just drives me insane. Or people who blast through school zones, and I'm just like, we're all just trying to keep kids safe.
Yes. You know? That's our top priority in this job is safety and getting the kids safely to and from school. And when things like that do happen, you know, I do lay down on my air horn pretty loud I'll stay on it. Because boy, do I get upset.
Well, they don't realize what kids are walking out in front of the bus, or they have no idea.
That's the thing. And whether they're not paying attention. And I think, I've had different reactions. So some people will be like, like that, like, oh, I wasn't paying attention, I'm sorry.
Right.
But most people are not that nice, and they'll honk back at me or give me the bird. I've had that.
I'm sure you have many times.
And it's like, you know, I go over the safety with the kids all the time. And, you know, I remind them, so you guys heard that horn, right?
That's
why did I do that?
Oh, good.
And you got to be careful. Look for my signal when you cross that road. And so it kind of gets boring on the bus. And, you know, I have the radio on, they play the same thing like over and over.
Oh.
And we're all different. We like different things. Yeah. So I told the high school kids, hey, I know you guys are tired of hearing my music, and I'm tired of it too, but if you guys want to be so cool and write down like your favorite artists or the songs that they sing, then put it in the playlist box. I'll make a playlist and that we can listen to.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
See, just you going above and beyond. Oh. That's awesome.
Hi, Juan.
Hey,
we have some company.
Hi, how are you? Good. Did you have a good day? Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time to to let us ride and all of that. Is a pleasure.
Yes,
so,
nice meeting you.
Nice to meet you
as
well.
Thank you, everyone, for joining me for this week's episode of What's Up with the Soup. As always, all episodes will be posted on the district website, YouTube, and anywhere you get your podcasts. If you have any topics or questions you would like us to discuss on the podcast, please email us at podcast@provo.edu. And don't forget to join us again next week for another new episode of What's Up with the Soup. Have a great day, everyone.